And the same goes for all the virtues. We are to live our spiritual life interiorly, only as holy as our minds are dwelling on God and our wills deep down inside submit to the will of God. Another question: can a religious be very obedient externally and not practice the virtue of obedience? Whatever you do during these days of the retreat, sisters, examine your conscience interiorly. Am I mastering my thoughts? Am I controlling my desires? Am I guarding my imagination? After having, as you know, been in the temple, as the Jewish law prescribed for the boys by the age of 12 when they finished their 12th year, we also know that Jesus spoke with the leaders in the temple in Jerusalem. And they were surprised. Jesus began to manifest who he was at the age of 12. In my years in the priesthood, sisters, I have met very many, not just good, but saintly children of all things for the first time in the history of the Catholic Church. Our present Holy Father declared, oh no, a young Carmelite nun, a doctor of the Universal Church, remembers well how old the little flower was when she entered the convent. She didn't even go to high school. No one needs a lot of education in schools to grow in wisdom. Then Jesus deliberately, he chose to do it. He made sure that he was not with Mary and Joseph, remember, for 3 days. And where do they find him? Where do they find Jesus? In the temple. Those Jewish leaders, they needed instruction from a boy 12 years old. And again, in our modern society, we don't look on children or the young people as, well, mature. I can tell you this, I've met children were much wiser than persons 30, 40, 50 years older. Wisdom does not depend on age. Wisdom depends on the grace of God. And Jesus as man and the grace of God. How would you answer this question, sisters? Did Jesus have sanctifying grace? Simple question. Yeah, this. Did Jesus have sanctifying grace? Over the years, I've told students, if you're not sure the answer, at least say what you think is the right answer. If you're right, you practice charity. If you're wrong, you learn humility. Did Jesus have sanctifying grace? Did he? Did he have sanctifying grace? Thanks, sister. Thanks for your practice of humility. Of course, as a man, Jesus had sanctifying grace. As man. But then Mary and Joseph found Jesus in the temple. Mary did not complain, but she asked him a question. And she said, "Remember, your father and I have sought you sorrowing. Why did you do this?" And then Jesus asked his mother a question. "Did you not know that I must be, well, about my father's either business or affairs?" Our Lord's first profession of his divinity was at the age of 12. And Mary spoke, "Your father and I have sought you sorrowing." Mary, of course, spoke of Joseph, the foster, the legal father of Jesus. When Jesus said, "Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" The father he was speaking of was the first person of the Holy Trinity. I think I should ask another question. I'm so used to teaching, and when I teach, always make sure I am higher physically than my students. If they're sitting, and thanks for being down on the floor. Otherwise, I would be standing. I try never to speak to people lest I am watching them. And thank you, sisters, for not falling asleep. Did Jesus have a natural mother? Did Jesus have a natural mother? Did he? Next question. Did Jesus have a natural father? Now here, sisters, thank all of you for practicing humility. How many natures did Jesus have? On his human side, he had a mother. On his divine side, he had a father. Now, part three of our meditation. Christ, hidden life.